And now we're going to talk a little bit about mezainis, about what bracha you make on grain. So we know that we spoke about this in the past, but let's just get it clear that the brisa on daf lamed zayin and bracha says hakoises es achita mevarcha le'abor pri adama. Koises is when you koises is when you eat something shaloi kederach achila. That's what the Gemara term of koises. So koises es achita means it's not the normal way you eat wheat. The normal way you eat meat is you wheat is that you process it, you grind it, you turn it into flour, and then bread. Koises chita means that you ate fresh wheat. So the halacha is you only make a bar pri adama. Only once you're tachna afa o bishla, and you made bread, and the prusas are kayamais, then betchilim avarcha le'amotzi lachim min haaretz, avasefim avarcha le'gimol brachais. Okay. What? Shahakal on what? Raw wheat? No, so what? So on raw barley you make a shahakal, but on raw wheat you make a dama. Now, what does it mean raw? So Tosfos says it means toasted. Toasted grains. Kalayos is toasted grains. Now toasted grains was considered a nice candy in the day. Because it said that you throw them by the chasanakala, you give klayos, and it says of two other places that you ate klayos. So it was a geshmaka snack. They ate healthy back then. Imagine trying to get away with giving your kids that instead of Jolly Ranchers. They're not going to go for it, right? So now the shaila is like this. Tosis brings up a gavaldika shaila. Now, the thing I really want to be mavair first is, and not first, but the two thing issues that we're going to deal with today on raw grain is, number one is, what's considered raw grain and what's considered making it into mezainis? Obviously, I understand that if you grind it and you turn it into flour and then you bake it and you made a bread, that's obviously mezainis. But there's plenty of things that we eat that is not that way. Cholent, for example. You didn't grind the barley. You cooked the barley. Oatmeal. So at what point does it switch from being koises es achita, from eating individual, you know, toasted, cooked grains versus a tavshil or a bread which is mezainis or hamaitzi? And what does it take to make that switch? And one of the, I'll tell you a big nafkamina of this is rice cakes or wheat puffs, granola bars, and many such items, even barley soup, which have in it grains but they're not ground up. What bracha do you make? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, well, there's a good question. Now, I'm not a health nut or grain, whatever. But the Gemara, these are things that are very, very popular today, right? All these types. So I looked up this morning. I was trying to look up different things about Nature Valley granola bars. How are they processed? Rice cakes and wheat cakes, you know, a puffed wheat. How is all this done? Now, puffed wheat, the way it's done is you puff the wheat. Okay, so basically you take it into a commercial grade like steamer. There's no water being introduced into the wheat, the kernels, and you basically do it in a high pressure heating like you do popcorn, right? You wrap up the popcorn in a bag. Yeah, wrap up the what?
It's a heater, right? It's not a steamer. You're not putting in any moisture or anything.
It's no moisture, right? And now the wheat, the kernels pop. Like popcorn.
Yes,
right? So now you prepared it with heat. L'chaira, the popped grains, popcorn is adama, but popped wheat and popped rice is also adama. It's not mezainis. Now you took that now, okay? So therefore, individually popped or heated grains or rice or anything is still adama. It's all done. The question now is, though, that you, at what point does it change over? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says the following, in Reish Ches Sif Beis, he says like this, which is on the next page after the Gemara. So he says, okay, and the five grains, even if you cook them, you cooked it. I kachon v'asa mehen tavshil kigoin ma'isa kedera. He made it into a ma'isa kedera. Harif v'is v'geres caramel v'daisa or an oatmeal. A few year v'imam dvash harbe. You put in honey. Yoyser mehem oimine macherem harbe. Yoyser mehem. You put in other things. V'varach lembar yimine mezoinis. Okay, now. Look in the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Gimel says the following. Shalkan. Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarech lemer shachalkan. It means you cut it open. V'hainu echad l'shnayim. It has to be that you opened it. It's cut. Oyle yoyser. V'hu mashakarin groifin. De'ilu imhem shleimim. Because if it's a full grain, afilu im bishlan, even if it's cooked, mevor besiv dalet, de'mevarach boi priyadam. So even after it's cooked, if it's not cut, it's not chopped, it's still adama. Achin im nismach waidei abishol. If you took full grains and you completely memaich it, it's like memaich means is it got deteriorated down into like a mush. Aidei abishol afshim etchila nasan b'kader shleimim legamri. Even if it was full grain, mekomak amvarach amboyin mizos kivin shesmachu yafa. So if you take a full oat. And you make oatmeal out of it in a pot, not instant, but you make an oatmeal in a pot, and now it's a mush, that's mezonos. You take a chalent, you didn't take a full barley, you mish it up, you take a spoon of chalent, you don't even see anymore the individual barleys. It's one glob of barley, so that's mezonos. Okay? Fine. So we see that even full grains that are in nismaich, I don't know what the right word, congealed, nismaich, what's a good word?
It's pulverized. We smashed
them. Smashed them together.
Yeah,
it globbed up. So,
one word or two words?
I was looking for one, but yeah. So, it's not pulverized, really. It's more that, no, it's not. It's not smashed. You put it in as a whole grain. But the pieces themselves are mushed together. No, it's not pulverized. It's nismaich.
They become soft and they can...
They come soft and into one...
Disintegrate. Better for you?
No.
It's a form of dissolving.
It's not. It's a form of being...
Globbed in a fix.
Becoming a mush or a glob. Okay? So now it comes together in one mush. So that's taka bayir minim zayis. Okay? So a chalent, an oatmeal, that's for sure. So you don't have to check the status of the grain. Was it put in whole? Was it put in half? Was it put in this way or that way? It doesn't matter.
Even if I put it in half to start, it would have the same difference.
No, if you put it in half to start, then even if it's not nismaich, and it's cooked.
If it's nismaich and I put it in half, what do you have then?
Well, if it's nismaich, even if it was whole, it's okay.
I divided the kernel in half, and now I nismaich.
No, but if you cut it in half, my point is, if you cut it in half and you cook them, even without nismaich, it's mezonos.
It's because
yeah.
It became a cell. The actual grain itself broke up. So even
if it's
in a barley soup.
No. So I'm going to talk about a barley soup in a minute because barley soup is not poshut at all. A full grain that's just cooked and they're not together with anything else. So if you would have a full grain in a barley soup, so it's a hadama. Because who cares that it's cooked, but it's not mezainis yet. They don't have any more individuality. That's the point.
It has to be nicked.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the next Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mishnah Berurah, Dalet, he says, Oikachan, Ratzalim, Afilu Loichilkan, even if you didn't cut it up, Raksha Heser Aklipa, you took off the peel, Aidea Ketisha, Vachrenim, Etzad, Nabin, Davkashi, Izdabik Aidea Abishal, Oz Nechshav Zelam Aisa Kedera. But if it's not Izdabik Aidea Abishal, then not necessarily. Okay? Now, if our barley, by the way, pearled barley, the regular standard barley you buy in the store, is peeled. It's peeled. The question is it considered that you took off any of the grain itself? So apparently, every single peeled barley, pearled barley, they're not so careful to just take off the little shell. The way they take off the shell is they bang it, and the shell comes off, but also some of the grain itself comes off. But I saw Machlekes, the Sefer of the same Bracha says that that's still not enough to be considered a not full grain, it's still considered a full grain, and therefore it only becomes mezonos if it's nismaich. Therefore, if you would have a barley soup, the barley in the barley soup should still be adama, because they're individual barleys. You could tell each barley, and you could see them, and they're full grains. But others hold that no, since when you peel them, you took off some of the goof of the barley, so therefore it's already considered a half a barley. And half a barley, Mishnah Berurah says that once it's nisbashal, then you could make mezonos. And he definitely says that if you make a mezonos lehifshid, And therefore, the barley soup, according to Mishnah Berurah, would be that way. And Ramosha, in the tshuva that I put in the back here, Ramosha says beferish that you can make mezonos on the barley. Because our barley is considered, pearled barley is considered not full, not a whole grain. And then once it's cooked, it loses its adama and it goes down to mezonos. Okay? Now, it goes up to mezonos. Now that's not a very clear halacha, whatever. There's a bir halacha, there's a sharatzi in here, and test, it's underlined. It's adama. So if it's a full grain that was only peeled and it was cooked but not nidbak, he has a suffix. And there's a lot of different levels, okay? Once the grain is cut up and it's cooked, then it's for sure mezonos. If it's a full grain and it's cooked with a peel and it's cooked and they have no shaychus one with the other, each individual grain, it's probably adama still. If it's peeled or a little bit or it's connected, that's where you get into this little middle ground. How much do you have to cut up the grain in order for it to be considered? And a barley soup would be a shayla. Most of the svarim assume, like Ramosha, that you're allowed to make a mezonos across the board on the barley soup. Okay? Now, no, I think you should make mezonos. Since it's a suffix, I think you should make mezonos on the chop and have in mind to top the whole dish. Now,
you said before that if it's whole and it's a glove, it's all together and it's inspired and you make mezonos?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're
if it's whole.
Yeah, but it's inspired together.
Right, that's what you said. No, not if it's whole, not. If it's whole with if it's whole and it was totally nismayach, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that here. Ilim shleimim, ach, mevor, the mevor, ach, in nismach, why the abishal, then, yeah. Now, so here's the suffix regarding the puffed wheat. So the puffed wheat, these cereals that are made out of puffed wheat covered in sugar, it's a mefurshat tshuva in Ramosha, it says make adama, not a mezonos.
Wow.
Because each one of those is individual. They have nothing to do one with the other. You didn't cook, and they didn't go through a cooking process. So it's a full grain that you puff the grain. So it's like you roasted it, basically. It's roasted grains. And memela, each one is adama. And they didn't go through a cooking process. They were not nisdabik together. They were not connected together. And therefore, they're adama. Ramosha says, if you made a mezonos, you're yoytze, but the proper bracha is adama. And as far as the bracha chorin is concerned, we're going to get to that later. But right now we're in the bracha chorin still. What's that? Granola is adama, according to this. Because granola, again, is toasted pieces of oat, and they're not connected one with the other.
Each one is separate.
So therefore, it's a full grain, basically. And even if it's cut off, and it was never cooked, and therefore there would be adama. Granola is not made through a cooking process. Even those brands, there's different brands. I was mining into this a little bit. There's different brands. There's some that run it through like some sort of flash like cooking, but that's just to soften it enough that it's not too crunchy or too hard when it's roasted. But it's not enough of a cooking to make it edible. So there's no real cooking process there. And therefore, it's all roasting, and it's all adama. What?
It's connected
to sugar. Oh, I'm not talking about connected yet. I'm talking about granola that you buy like in a bag, and you sprinkle it into your yogurt or whatever. So I'm talking about or the cereals, the puffed wheat.
We're used to seeing all kinds of granola these days.
Right.
Some have sugar and
fruits. But they tell you that it's so healthy. It's granola. In the meanwhile, they added so much sugar that it's not healthy anymore. Now,
your health people get plain granola.
Now. The where does the shayla come in? The shayla comes in when you have a puffed wheat cake, you know, instead of rice cake.
Yeah, or wheat.
So multi-wheat, multi-grain or whatever. So now those multi-grain things are a huge suffix now, because what happens? Those things, how do you look at it? On the one hand, it's nisdabik together. So nisdabik, but it wasn't nisdabik through a cooking process. See, what happens is that the cooking process dissolves it enough that they're sticky. And now what happens here is that you puff the wheat, and the wheat itself, it has some level of like an enzyme or whatever that comes to the outside of the wheat. And then they put them together in like a very tight mold. And then the mold is like heated up in a way that it's stuck together. But each piece is really has nothing to do with the piece next to it, really. It's not like the cooking itself. It's an unnatural connection, in other words, is what I'm saying. Is that they stuck them together in a way. It's not like you put it in a pot, put some oats in the pot, turn on the pot, and you have oatmeal. So what happened? You puff the wheat, and then you stick it into a mold, and you basically stick them together and tighten it enough that the little moisture that's between each one causes it to stick. Okay? And so the chokhmah, why you need a company to make a rice cake for you, and you were never masliach in making a rice cake in your own house, is because even if you try to puff the rice, lemaisa, you would never be able to figure out the way to get them to stick. Because that's the chokhmah. The chokhmah is how to get it to stick enough that it doesn't crack in the packaging, and yet it cracks when you eat it. This is the chokhmah of a good rice cake, according to what I was reading.
And
they're not stale, and they're sticky enough so that you don't want to buy a bag and they're all cracked and they're all falling apart, but you don't want to make it that it's impossible to eat. So this unnatural stickiness, this unnatural nismaich or nisdabik yachad, what is the status of that? So this is a big machlekes. So Shlomo Zalman and Ramosha held that they're hadama. So rice cakes will be hadama, and even puffed wheat, the multi wheat ones are also hadama. But Rabbi Yashiv held that since lemaisa, it went through some sort of heating process, and that heating process now sticks together, it's essentially doing the same thing that a cooking process does. And therefore, it is considered nismaich and nisdabik yachad, and therefore he held, Rabbi Yashiv, that it would be mezainis. I think the minhag ha'olam is to make a mezainis. Yeah. What?
The heating holds it together, it's the mold.
Right.
But all right, you could take these rice cakes apart with the tweezers grain by grain.
Right. So there's nothing.
They're never smashed together. They're just pressed together.
They're pressed together, exactly.
They're closed together.
After learning the sugya, right, it seems like it's very mistaber that it should be adama, lemaisa.
Once you wash by their breath,
this is a big shaila. Ramosha Tversky, Hashem Yimkum Danway. So he for years would take a rice cakes for lunch, a rice cake with a little piece of carrot and a little piece of mezonis. And that was his lunch. You know, the mezainis and adama, cover yourself and then eat the rice cake. Now, it is a suffix. Mistama, there's poskim either way. After learning the sugya, it seems like you have what to rely on, the Rishon Zalman making the adama, whatever. Now, but the individually puffed wheat is for sure adama. Furthermore, the Nature Valley, like granola bars, that's a different shaila completely, because those are not even stuck together through a mold. Those are stuck together through honey and other sugars and sticky stuff. So that's for sure adama. Because rolled, toasted oats. So there's no water.
Same process.
Right. So the individual granola is adama. The question is, it was nisdabik. So it's not the same shaila as the rice cake, because the rice cake was nisdabik through heat lemaisa. It's just, the question is that natural sticky, not natural stickiness? But the Nature Valley granola bars are really held together through honey and through other outside material. If you would stick them in the oven and take them out of the oven, they'll still fall apart. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest complaints about the Nature Valley granola bars, according to what I was reading today, is Gufa, that they fall apart still too much. They create too many crumbs. Oh, by the way, I was just looking around in granola. So in the Wikipedia entry for granola, at the very end of it, it says that a matzah granola is what Jews eat on Passover. It's where they crush up matzah and put it in their cereals. Oh, my kids get matzah cereal. I don't know why that's called matzah granola, but whatever. According to Wikipedia, that's matzah granola. But what?
A granola bar is not a Mizonos?
So what?
A granola bar is not a Mizonos. That's going to be one of the most misbrought.
Right. So the Nature Valley granola bars.
It looks like a Mizonos.
Are adama.
Wow. I just had one yesterday. Shabbos.
Right.
My wife got a bunch for the poor home. Right. So she said, I have a few of those there.
Right.
Put a sticker on it.
Right. Now, the Quaker oat granola bars. I'm not sure that goes through the same process. I think that's more of like a cooked. I don't know what those are exactly.
Green packages that everybody eats.
I'm talking about the Nature Valley granola bars, you know, the Quaker Oat ones, which are like, basically, I think those are really oatmeal, which is packaged into, that could be cooked. I don't
know.
It's
not even close to a machlokas that it's a mazonos?
What?
It's not even close to a machlokas. I mean, you said it's a dama plain right out.
The only tzad that it's not a dama is if it's, is, you know, how whole are the oats? And how whole are the oats, and how, you know, is the heating process what's holding it together? From what I understood, the heating process is not what's holding it together. What's holding it together is the honey and the unnatural things that you put in there to stick them together. And therefore, it's just basically individually toasted oats.
But after that, they go through a heating process. It's heated to make the honey.
I understand, but the heating is what holds the honey, allows the honey to hold it together. Not really, because if you take out the honey, even after the heating, it wouldn't stick.
It's not a baking
temperature. No. If you take out the honey and you just put in the oats into the oven, it would not stick. Because there's not, it's toasted. The oats were toasted. So that, those enzymes or whatever, there's no moisture between the grains. So therefore, they need to introduce another thing to stick it together. Whereas the rice cakes, because it's like, so the gluten, you know, comes out, and that's a stickiness that once you put in the mold, that holds itself together. So therefore, that's why there's more of a sodom and zoinus on those. Now, this is a very, what? So now we're okay. I mean, I didn't ruin your breakfast completely yet, because it's not such a big deal. Worst comes to worst. So you stick a little bit of a, you know, mezaina, one pretzel, and one baby carrot, and your rice cake, and now you have your full brachas kit with you. Fine. The problem is that the bracha achrayna is the issue here. And that's going to taka ruin your breakfast, because let's see what it says here. It's not my fault, because Shulchan Aruch says it.
You didn't even throw in the
first page. It says the Tosfos. Go back to the first page, and let's learn the Tosfos. Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, and brachas. It's a very interesting Tosfos. Very few times of what I've seen, Tosfos does this. The Gemara says that Kosis Esachita is Bar Pri Adama. Now we know that when you have a carrot, what's the bracha achrayna? Bar Nefashos. When you have a grape, what's the bracha achrayna? Aleitz. Why? What's the distinction? Because it's Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim require a special bracha achrayna called Me'ein Shalish. Now, what's the Me'ein Shalish? For wine, it's ala Geffen, Rapri Geffen. For Rimoin, Te'ina, Geffen, Te'ina, Rimoin, whatever, Shemen, it's Aleitz. What about olives? What about for chita v'sa'ir, which is the refers to? What's the bracha achrayna? Ala michya v'al kakala. But Tais has a problem here. One second. Now you have a weird scenario. You have a grain, which is shivas aminim, but you're not making a mezoinus on it. So what's the bracha achrayna? Three options. Either maybe it's ala michya, but it's not ala michya, because it's not michya. It's not mazin. Michya means it sustains you. Mazin means it sustains you. It's not mazin. V'harayah, you're not making a mezoinus on it. So it's not the way that it's mazin. So why should it be ala michya? On the other hand, what are you going to make? A brain of fashas? But it's shivas aminim. So you can't make a brain of fashas. So Tosfos says, maybe we should mechadish a new nusach. Ala adama val pri adama.
Oh, I like it. Great. Okay.
Tosfos suggests that maybe for Kloyos, for Nature Valley, you should make ala adama va pri adama va tun vasazad. This way you cover yourself. You're making a main shalish, but it's not mechya. So okay, it's adama. So Tosfos says, miu bilachrav yesh lesapik mai mevarchinan. It's underlined in the Tosfos there. Im mevarchin ala mechya va al kakala, umesayim ala adama va pri adama. But one second. So Tosfos says, if I'm right, why am I the first person to ever mechadish this? So Tosfos says, if the Anshei Knesset Gedola and Chazal, nowhere in Shas Bavli or Yerushalmi is it mentioned the bracha of Al Adama, there's reason to suspect that maybe you're wrong. Like I said one time from David Yosef was here. So he said the difference between a Rosh Hashiva and a Pesach is that if Rosh Hashiva says something and no one else said it, he's excited. If someone else said it, it's not a geshmak achidish. If a poysik says something, no one else said it, it's not a good sign. Poysik wants to say something and find that someone else said it before. Rishiva wants to say something and make sure no one said it before. So Taisa says at the end. Now this is the part which Taisa says. It's in the Gemara. See, we think that a lot of times all these chumras people say, "Oh, don't do it, just wash, whatever." It's because we don't know everything. We don't. But look at the bottom line of the last thin line of Taisus. The third to last thin line of the Taisus. Unbelievable. It says, "Uvi Yushalmi." In the Yushalmi, it says, "Yesh shegam ha'amayroim ha'imusupakim." Even the Amayroim sometimes didn't know the Allah. The Kamar Hadin, the Achal Selus, Pirish Kloyos. Taisa says, the Amayroim themselves in the Yushalmi did not know what bracha achrona to make on these raw grains. The Amayroim themselves didn't know what bracha to make on it. My Mavarak Masaifa. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah says that you should only eat it if you washed first. So this thing that, oh, just wash, was not created right here. And it was not created, the Amoraim themselves didn't know what bracha achrona to make on this. Because we have three options. You make al mechia. Is it really mechia? I mean, you're not making a mezayin sign. So you make a b'renefashas. You can't make a b'renefashas because it's shivas aminim. So you should make al adama, but that's a brand new nusach that we don't have a Kabbalah on. So Taisa says, therefore, if you eat raw grains,
what, a motzi?
You only eat a techasuda.
Only if you're having it with
wash first.
Now, Rabbi Kivegra asks, what do you mean techasuda? Techasuda doesn't help because it's not machmas the suda. It's like dessert. So you should make a bracha anyway. So Rabbi Kivegra is like, not sure why washing helps.
Eat
but
it with the
piece of right. So now the whole point of these things is, now by the way, what's interesting is that all the places I was looking, they all define that these things, which are, you know, these raw grains, it's considered a snack. It's very interesting that Chazal are saying that. Now, Chazal say that the real way that it's a meal food or it's a satiating food is when you turn it into bread, like Hashem's meant for it to be. You take these things, it's by definition a snack food. So that's why it doesn't have the full mechia. Now, if it's a snack food, then you kind of lost the whole point of it if you're going to have to wash, right? So it's a little bit, you're a little bit stuck. I heard from Rabbi Bodner, a shir one time, on this issue, and he had no etzah because the Maram didn't have an etzah. So he said that he was saying, now luckily Rabbi Bodner, besides writing the Brachas book, also wrote the Kazai's book. So he said that...
Just the pictures.
What?
Not much writing, it's a lot of pictures.
Okay, but you have to figure. So he said that the only that the proper way to eat, according now this Tosis, by the way, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If you look, the Shulchan Aruch, let's look at the third page of the booklet. Shulchan Aruch says that raw grains, in the middle of Siv Dalet, he says, Va Tosfis nistapku im yivarch la'achra of bracha mein shalosh. Tosis is not sure what bracha achrayna to make. L'achin kasu shenachon shaloi la'oichloi. Don't eat it. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this suffix. So these Nature Valley granola bars are brought down in the last week's breakfast was the sugi of the Rambam, right? The mashed up dates. This week's breakfast is a suffix in Tosfos. What bracha achrayna to make? L'maisa, Rav Moshe says that, and Rabbi Kivik and others, if you ate it, you should make a b'renefashas. L'maisa, the ikar halacha is to make a b'renefashas. It seems like the Mishnah Berura says like that. Im ira sha'achle shlo b'sei chasuda yivarch achrein b'renefashas kichenu meikar adin. So he said to make a b'renefashas. L'maisa, Rabbi Badner said you should have less than a kazayis. Toch de'achilas pras.
Oh boy.
So a kazayis of the Grenache granola bar is 3/4 of one of the bars. You know, in the package is 2 bars. 3/4 of 1 bar is a kazayis. So therefore, if you want to have the whole package. And so 3/4 of a bar every 9 minutes, so it should take about a half hour to eat that. If you eat that thing in about a half hour, then you don't have to make a bracha achrona. So right, so you don't have to.
Our eating habits have changed.
So now,
in the last 1,000 years.
So now if you have a kazayis of that stuff, less than ketoch and chilas pras, you get out of the suffix of taisis. Yeah, he's measuring. It's mostly grain. So kazayis of the grain in 3/4 of one of the bars. So Mamela, if you have 3/4 of one of the bars in less than 9 minutes, then you don't have to make a bracha achrona to begin with, and therefore you get out of the suffix of Tosfos.
Rabbi, you're ruining
it. Now, with this is why the rice cakes have no suffix at all, because the bread nefashes regardless. But the wheat puffs, right?
Cereal?
I was saying that, okay, what's the big deal? Adama, mezoinus, no, but it's a big problem. Because even if you make adama on this and a mezoinus on that, so you cover the bracha rishona, the bracha achrona, you're still stuck. And not only that, you can't even have a cookie and a drink because you're making bernefashas on the drink, alamichi on the cookie, but it still could be you don't make a bracha achrona on this thing because this is al adama. So therefore, there's really no way to get out of the suffix. Because rice cake, even if it's a mezoinus, the bracha achrona is bernefashas. Because rice, the bracha achrona is always bernefashas. So therefore, the rice is bernefashas. But the wheat, the Meiser Moshe has a mefurish tshuva that the wheat cakes, the wheat things, is bernefashas, bracha achrona. So therefore, that we could rely on Moshe straight up. But the Nature Valley or other type of granola, if you have a kazayas of it, then Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says it's better not to. If you did, you make a bernefashas. On the granola. On the granola bars, again, is there no suffix that is mezainis? I don't know if there's no suffix, but it seems like most paiskim that I've seen, taka say it's adama, and bracha achrona is a suffix.
Can you imagine if you showed up one of these aisles at Costco?
What a sign that.
Right, with all the health stuff.
With the rows and rows
right.
of granola.
Yeah, you know what? There's so many. They're all made different.
Cookies.
They're probably
so
different sizes.
Right. In this Sefer, he says he analyzed the four plants in Eretz Yisrael that produce granola, and each one did it differently. Some of them did cook the grains before. Some of them didn't cook the grains before. Some of them, no, whatever. So yeah, you do have to know. But I do. I'm just coming from that share I heard from Rabbi Bodner when he looked into the Nature Valley, and he said that it's taka. Not cooked, it's only raw, and since it's only raw, memela, it's only stuck together with these things, and therefore the granola should be ha'adama, which that's correct. The question is the bracha achrona you're really stuck on. So
you're suggesting we all change our habits.
Yeah, and what?
Quaker,
I'm not sure exactly the process. You have to look it up. If the Quaker is cooked, then it's mezoinus. But if
like
it's also raw, they don't seem to be just toasted oats. They seem to be like more cooked.
Cookie, like
yeah.
Quaker is making more of a batter first.
Right.
They're
it
like,
seems like it's more cooked. It was made into like oatmeal that they put
like
into a square, you know? Yeah, yeah. It's more like of a cooked process.
Yeah,
so al kaponim, that would be the... that would be the lemaisa. And if you're giving out shalach monas, you should give out a whole a list of brachas that comes along with the comes along with it. Okay, fine. Right.